Yeah, Starship, we've built this city 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 20th of August. Good morning.
Good morning, horse. How's things?
Not too bad at all.
How's your little city and how's your home?
Beautifully phrased. How's your city? How's your city and how's your home?
Yeah, how's your home?
Great. Yeah,
more than everybody.
I'll tell you, it's not just our city. Look at this. Here's a lovely text to start off your morning. This'll warm your cockles. Are your cockles anyway cold at all?
They can always do it a bit of
Bit of warming.
Well, do you know what I mean? It's like they're kind of like, my cockles are kind of like a storage heater.
Yeah.
Do you know that way?
You kind of save it up and then you release it when you need
They're sort of warm at all the wrong times. Right,
well, if your cockles do need warming, look at this for a text. Very long time listener and first time texter. Hope my message gets read out and mentioned on PJ and Jim's show. I'm Lizzie from Dublin and currently in New York for 10 days with my 3 kids.
Oh my God.
And put the catch-up show on every night in the hotel. Huge fan of you both.
And what are you doing up now, sir? It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is it?
Yeah. 5 hours behind, aren't
we? We're not going to get into another Perth thing, are we? Where we end up in a different year.
No, it's definitely there, definitely behind. What are you doing? I'm going to bed, will you? 5 o'clock in the, or 1 o'clock in the morning.
They're living the dream. It's New York, baby. The city that never sleeps.
Yeah, well, I tell you, so
Big Apple.
You can have to try and be sleeping in it. I'm shocked now. Someone listening to us would stay up to that time.
Lizzie and your 3 kids. Thank you kindly for being.
Thank you very much for
dedicated listeners.
For being along.
Yeah.
With the gang and all.
Lovely, lovely. And here's another one for you now. God, they're rolling in, I tell you. Check this one out. Margaret, you know Margaret from Oi?
Yeah.
All Too Well, says you.
All Too Well.
Dedicated show listener. Morning, PJ and Jim. I really enjoyed watching the Skill Zone clip. It'll be 2 years tomorrow since we were on the boat with you guys. So that, PJ, means it's 2 years since you joined the RNLI.
Well, holy go.
So there you go. There's
Isn't
an anniversary for you.
Wow.
So it's tomorrow.
Jeepers, 21st that's mad when you think about it, isn't it? 2 years tomorrow. Jeepers.
I wonder is Collie listening at the moment.
There you go, Collie. That's 2 years tomorrow since I met the Collie walking along the harbour.
Yeah.
And he says, do you want a cup of tea? Happiest and so the rest is, it's a bit early to be calling it history, but you know yourself.
Happiest day of his life, I believe.
Of Collie's life?
Oh, I believe
I wouldn't have thought. I think he's had better. I think he's had some better days, to be honest with you.
Yeah, if you're listening, Collie, you might just drop a
pretty good day in the history of my life all the time.
There you go.
There you go.
You can reflect on 2 years. 2 years of
How
keeping the waterways
know that,
Margaret, safe.
Fair play to you, head case.
Kiss Me from Sixpence, None the Richer here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that as always. 14 minutes past six as we get stuck into the birthdays for today. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4 of them to choose from. Interesting selection today, PJ, I have to say. But of course, you're riding high. Your confidence is sky high, having romped in yesterday with a 3 out of 3.
Yeah, true enough.
So
yesterday was a very big day. I'm going to be knocking that day. By the way, I'm going to do that on Friday. Taking that day on Friday.
Fine, might be like that then.
To go and do other work, of course. Because that's always the way it ends up with me. But anyway, there you go.
Right, so fresh off the back of a victory yesterday, here we go. First one up for you today is this bloke.
The only thing that really, in my career, that I missed was the Fighting Irishman, Barry McGinnis. I would have loved to have had the opportunity to promote you. The leprechauns would be dancing from gloom to gloom. We would be singing old Danny Boy, and true lure lure an Irish lullaby.
That is Don King.
The one and only.
That is exactly who that is. Now, that is a haircut that will never be ever bettered. For the history of the world. He was a literal troll. Remember those little troll dolls he used to get?
Absolutely.
And every single one of them was a ringer for Don King.
It's true, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you say hair cut. I don't know if it ever was cut, was it?
I don't know.
I actually think that it's another example of your great analogy for Mick Wallace's hair.
Yeah.
That he basically puts a firework in
it. He sets it with fireworks. Yeah. Except I don't know how he sets his. He sets his with a Hoover, I think.
Yeah.
It just never ever sat down.
He just
stands
under some sort of major suction type thing.
It was like someone says, when do you cut your hair? When it falls over.
Yeah.
But it's been 52 years, Don. What are we going to do? It just won't fall over. It just keeps getting taller on your head.
Yeah.
He looks like a Spire of Dublin. He looks like a Spire of Dublin. No, he was some character. A total and utter gangster and a very horrible man all around.
Really?
Ah, the way he used boxers and stole their money and sort of took advantage of people. He was an absolute horrible man.
Because where that clip comes from, it's one of those audience with type things. Oh, it was around the time that Lennox Lewis had just missed out. Lennox Lewis had fought for the heavyweight championship belt and had been beaten or whatever, and it was a controversial decision apparently. And Don King was on doing this kind of audience with. But it's like he comes across there as the sort of lovable role.
Oh, and that's his whole thing.
But he's actually a proper shyster, is he?
Proper shyster. Ask Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson, you know, or basically.
Mike Tyson hit him once.
Any heavyweight. Did he really?
Yeah.
And he's still alive.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Maybe he's tough. Maybe I'll stop talking about him. Jeepers. If he survived a dig from Mike Tyson.
Well, I mean, it might have been more of a slap.
Want to be. Mike Tyson, remember they used to analyse Mike Tyson's punches and they said if he hit a normal man, he'd kill him. Stone dead. Because he can hit you that hard that he sends your brain smashing off the inside of your skull.
Jeepers.
He'd give you the biggest, like he'd kill you with one of the biggest concussions you'd ever have. He was able to hit that hard.
Right. Well then either,
you know what I mean?
Either he held back or Don King has some nut.
I bet you gave him a wedgie or something. He's just too embarrassed so he said it was a dig. Yeah. But what age is Don King though? He's getting on.
Yeah, not a young man. Yes, he is in his 80s.
I'll take a stab at 84.
88.
Oh my God.
88. It's
a fair bit off there.
Yeah. Right, let's stick with the sports.
Does he still have the hair like a madman?
Yeah. Well, I think so, yeah.
Have to have a look at
the. He did from the clip I got, but anyway. That could have been from a while back, to be fair.
Don King now. That's always a great old Google, isn't it? Gee, oh, well, it's not as severe now. It doesn't go up all the
time. Not as prolific now as it once was.
No, it doesn't go up at all now. Oh, it's kind of a. It's very. He's got more Brillo pads than Spire of Dublin these days, so he has, yeah.
Right, let's stick with the sport. Change codes, though. Back to your favourites. Back to the GAA. And, a man of a similar vintage. Commentator extraordinaire. The voice of GAA.
Yeah.
Mihal O'Lehertig,
you're going to say. Because there's nobody else that could be mentioned as the voice of GAA, really.
He is the man.
What a man he is. What the greatest. There's some of the best quotes ever. So, it's the best quotes ever. John, that does the news here, has some brilliant Mihal O'Lehertig quotes.
Really?
Remember he was doing them the other day or the other week. Remember when he was on.
John was doing them.
Yeah, he was doing a few. He had a whole load of them. Yeah.
Oh, right.
It was brilliant. I can't remember the name, but it was great. Your man to your man, no relation. They all had the same second name.
Oh,
that
right.
Was fantastic stuff. But of course, my favourite one is always going to be there he is, Satento Halpin, a mother from Fiji, or a mother from Kelly, a father from Fiji. Neither one, a hurling stronghold. He's got fantastic stuff. Absolute fantastic. The voice I never like listening to sport on the radio. I think it's one of the most pointless, ridiculous waste of time things you can ever do. I really listen to listening to football. The very idea of it sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
But when he's on, different.
I was just going to say, obviously it totally depends on the commentator. Because you could listen to the same match with two different people commentating on it. One of them will make it sound like it's an absolute end-to-end thriller.
Cracker, yeah.
And the other will make it sound like, oh, my God, there's nothing happening in this.
I still think football on sport on the radio is a mad idea. Like, it was a great idea.
When there was no telly.
When there was no such thing as being able to see it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, when you could actually see it, it sort of it feels a bit peculiar. We don't broadcast sport in this, do we?
No.
Before I get in trouble, Andy, bad news, that's grand, yeah. No, yeah, terrible idea.
Yeah.
The only way I like to watch sport on the radio is when it jumps around. I love jumpy around the sport on the radio. So he goes, and now we're going to Luke, who's in Sheffield. Luke, what's happening? Unbelievable, Donald. It's absolutely crazy. We've had a red card, and then there was a man, a streaker, with his little willy out, and he's been arrested. The police are hitting him. Over to you. Now, some events in Sheffield. Let's go to London. And then I like all that.
You like all that.
We are bouncing around the grounds.
Right.
I'd love to like a League of Ireland, one of them. That'd be the crack, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Because you know what I mean? Oh, that'd be the business. And then we're going on, all right, talent to the Shamrock Rovers. Oh, no, lads, we're starting to already do it. Oh, yeah, we all only had the bit. 5 past the Waterford, lads, though. You know, be great, crack.
Mihal O'Lehertig.
I forgot all about him. He's 86.
He's actually 89.
Wow.
He's 89.
Unbelievable.
Now. Right, let's see how you get on with them. Back to one of your own, David Walliams. Comedy
David
actor,
Walliams.
Author. He's he's nearly as many streams to his bow as you do.
You have to these days. You know, the days are doing the one thing are long gone. That's what they keep telling me anyway. It's the only reason I keep doing a few things. But David Walliams. I don't know, like Little Britain and all was great.
Yeah.
It was weird, wasn't it?
It was weird.
It was a bit unusual. It was very good, though.
I wasn't a dedicated fan.
No, but I did like it.
When you drop in and out, there'll be some good parts to it, all right.
And then he did his books.
Can I just say this, right, about people who write kids' books? I think fair play to them. Brilliant. And our good mate, Lucy Kennedy, has written a kid's book, and fair play to you. And
has she? I didn't know she did do that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's great and all. And I think well done on having another income source and everything.
Yeah.
But is it really that hard to write a book for a kid?
Well, I'd say it is hard.
How do you decipher?
It's not as hard as writing a real book.
Yeah. How do you decipher what's a good kid's book if there's only four words on each page?
Mind you, now, there's people out there that Harry Potter fans know. They're like,
yeah, but that's not really a kid's
mind
book.
Mind you, yeah, they'd be like, oh, it's not a kid's book.
Yeah.
Just because it's wizards and magic wands.
They'd be like Trekkies.
Yeah, they're the new Trekkies of a modern age. Yeah, don't. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you get a kid's book, and there's, like, say, some of the stuff that Mike might have to read to his young
daughter,
or whatever, you know, and there might be, like, at a push, there might be six words on each page, and there's only six pages.
I suppose you still have to get the levels right.
Yeah.
Like, if I was to do that now.
Yeah, well, obviously, you couldn't do it because you're not allowed to put swear words and all in.
And I'd be there going, Don King had a cigar. And you know, it'd be all.
And you'd be talking about whiskey and everything.
I wouldn't know what they'd be into, the young kids, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be there going, the 4-year-old Fetch, what do you do with them? You know what I mean?
Fetch.
Yeah, I suppose maybe. But I see what you're saying.
Everybody seems to be doing it. David Walliams did it, Ricky Gervais did it.
They all do it.
Maybe we should do that.
It's a few quid in it. You write a kid's book and a cooking book. That's what everybody does now.
Right. Well,
and that's it.
It's hard to know which of those things were worse at.
Just tell you something. The old cooking skills on my part now I've brushed up a fair bit.
Excellent.
I wouldn't make a meal or anything.
Hey,
but you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to go for a gag. I wouldn't make a meal of it, but you know, I have gotten better.
No, I just wouldn't make a meal. But yeah, I'd do the chicken on its own and then
fair enough.
Call the man to drop the rice over.
You try and give a lad a line and he just ignores it, throws it back in his face.
Yeah, there you go. Just because I didn't get his joke, he gets all upset about it.
Right, yeah. David Walliams.
Write it in a book, why don't you then?
I will.
David Walliams is 56.
He's only 48.
Whoa, he looks more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got poor him. I mean, I was being generous as well. I thought. But I thought him and John King were sitting around together in the old millionaire's
home. John King.
John King.
Right, last one for you. One of your absolute favourites. Let's head up to the north, shall we?
Right.
And the DUP deputy leader.
Ah, Nigel Dodds.
Nigel Dodds.
He's a gun, Nigel Dodds.
Yeah.
You know, he was named as one of the 40 most dangerous names in Brexit.
Yeah, really?
So he was, yeah. One of the 40 most.
The fact that there's
rogues.
Even that list.
Oh, there is, yeah. I'll just say, because he's an absolute. Like all the DUP.
He's a dangerous Brexiteer.
Oh, he's one of those gas fellas. We will not have the customs union.
Yeah.
Because it makes us different from the rest of the UK. Right, if you want to be the same as the UK, absolutely, we can have no difference. Right, what about gays and abortion? What? Hey, not that much to see him. Get out of it. Shut up out of that. No, I'm not having abominations. Yeah, that's
so he's the deputy. Who's the leader? Oh, it's your woman.
Harry
Maguire.
Harry Maguire is the leader.
Yeah. Harry Maguire, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. She's so like Arlene Foster is a ringer for Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Like, or Nigel, vice versa.
Nigel Dodds isn't a million miles away from a set of assaults here. I've heard him. I suppose he is. Yeah. Who's he look like?
Yeah.
It has to be a footballer that looks like him in the United squad. You have to think of it. Oh, that's a shame. Actually, he probably looks a bit more like a little referee, doesn't he? Little flag waving fella.
Yeah.
Off.
Well, yeah.
I wasn't offside.
Wouldn't even need his own whistle.
I wasn't offside.
Natural.
I don't care. You're gay. Off. Red card. Oh, about the old tolerant DUP. I gotta say, Nigel Dodds is like 56.
God, you're being very generous. 61.
Oh,
61.
That a bit of hate keeps you young, apparently.
Oh, I tell you. Well done, a clean sweep.
Doesn't do great for your head, but I tell you, your face. The old hate takes away the wrinkles, so it does.
Clean sweep for you today. Well done, sir.
Well done, you.
You've done two in a row there now. Clean sweep yesterday. The difference was yesterday's ones were a clean sweep of correct answers, and today, well, clean sweep, as I say.
Yeah, no need to wreck yesterday now. Don't be going ruining things. John King.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cool, thanks a million, Tara. How are you?
I'm good.
Good stuff. How was yesterday? Was it okay, if you know that?
Yeah. Yesterday was lovely.
Yeah, you know, there was a bit of pandemonium early in the morning here.
Slight pandemonium.
No news rotten for a while.
Yeah, did you miss me?
I mean, they do say no news is good news, but I don't think they mean it that way.
No, probably not. I don't know to what extent people are aware of what happened yesterday.
They're not
morning.
Really. We all stayed very quiet.
I hope we didn't wake you when we rang there in a panic.
when Mike rang me in a panic at 5 to 6 going, how are you? You okay?
Should you not be here?
No one's here. Not anyway. I was on a day off, a legitimate day off.
Of course, you're always on a day off. No one thought there was anything wrong with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, thankfully, some very generous colleagues stepped into the breach temporarily while John Hart motored his way from the news.
Oh, I thought you were talking about John. It's always great to have a generous colleague that basically goes, oh God, yeah, I am supposed to be at work.
Yeah. No, remembering is always a good thing. Anyway, you had a good day apart from that. Did you manage to get back to sleep or did you worry about it?
No, that's the thing. I didn't manage to get back.
You worried about it.
I was worried about you. Then I'd Andy bad news onto me messaging me. Yeah. Of course I did, yeah. Then like
it's a good job you didn't go back to sleep after speaking to Andy bad news. There's nightmares right
there. Yeah, you never
and
got over.
And then spent about an hour and a half lying in the bed ruminating, going, no, I did ask John to go. No, I definitely did. And going back through emails to ensure I hadn't gone insane.
I think in fairness to him, he took the hit. He threw his hands up
He totally did. He totally did, which is fair play. He totally did, yeah. But yeah, no,
I
mean...
And he was punished anyway, even on the drive in, because apparently he got stuck in this mile-long tunnel. Back in the tunnel.
Oh, no.
He was landed there for ages, yeah.
Poor John. Anyway, all's well that ends
that's
well.
The way
I did
to
get
look
a little afternoon nap, so I,
well,
I recouped
important.
Some of my lost sleep.
That's important.
Oh, great. Yeah. You could have done that if you had to work yourself. I'm just saying.
True, actually, yeah.
London Beat have been thinking about you and Big Fun, their version of Blame It on the Boogie is your get up and go song this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that as always. Almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, 20th of August. 087-188-0008, you know, that's our WhatsApp number. Absolutely free to get us on WhatsApp, of course. We've upset Happy Cart, unfortunately. I don't think Happy Cart is happy.
What do we do to Happy Cart?
Well, because we mentioned it was Tuesday.
Oh, she thought it was Wednesday. She's got a day ahead of herself. That happens. Well, I'm an awful man for doing that to myself, yeah.
She's not happy about it. Also, a couple of people texting in about the fact that the children's books, you know. Now, I'm not being, you know, I'm not in any way being disingenuous to anybody who's a children's author. Not at all. I'm just saying, I don't know how you judge a good one. Because, you know, like I say, if there's only 4 or 6 words on a page...
You mean the real baby books, like, is it?
Like, when somebody, you know, decides to write a children's book.
Yeah, like, but it, like, the difference...
It's about 6 pages long, and there's about 4 or 6...
Yeah, so it's the real baby books you're talking
about. Or
whatever,
you know what I mean?
Like, Ernie the Egg said hi to the bear, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... How do you judge a good one?
I don't
like,
know.
You know...
You have to just wait and see what the young fellas think.
But anyway, apparently, a few people have been on. One says, Margaret says that I love Niall Breslin's book... hang on a second, let's see what it's called here. It's called The Magic Moment. I don't know about that.
Brezzy's book, yeah. I've heard of Brezzy's book.
And somebody else says Madonna wrote children's books, so it can't be that hard.
You see, there you go, like, yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, not to slate Madonna or anything, but... I think there's a lot of people...
There's a lot
of people write children's books because they can't write real books. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They can't. Now, I'm making no attempt at any books.
No.
I'd struggle with an autobiography.
But you probably would actually get away with writing a kid's book.
Why would I get away with it? I don't like children at all.
No, but I just think that you would probably... You know what I mean? Like, if you wrote a full 6-page, 4 words per page book...
I don't think I'd be able to do it. I just wouldn't have the interest in entertaining children.
Off the back of your international success... Yeah, people would buy it.
I think you're grossly overestimating me in this position.
Actually,
here.
Do you know what you could do?
If it was a book for dogs, I'd have a go with it.
That would be a fantastic idea. We're going to do this, BJ. We're going to do this. And just make sure you remember I gave you the idea. I want some of the money.
Right? I don't know what you're about to say here.
We are going to make Jake a children's character.
No, he's not. You can't.
You can.
That's he like can saying be, you make the door yellow in a children's character.
No. Jake's an innocent.
No, he's Jake.
Yeah.
Give us a look at your... I love that. You know,
obviously not that side of his character. Just saying. There's possibilities there, man. Jake's a very innocent... He's on a voyage of discovery, is Jake.
Is he?
He is.
Yeah, but he's discovering. What? I mean, so all the talk of Jake used to have. Look at that. I'd love to grab you by the bobo and swing her around you.
Actually, there is one of my favourite clips of all time on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. You see, that's a perfect example
was
of how Jake is suitable.
Was that Making Jake, was it?
Making Jake, the one in Venice Beach, yeah.
In Venice Beach, yeah, where he says about everybody having a... you know, it's Venice Beach, it's, you know, Muscle Beach, it's all that. It's where everybody's in fantastic shape. And his line is, reminds me of the... What was it?
Oh, I can't remember. I think it was...
The... Something Camogie
under 21's team. Camogie team or
they,
whatever.
They used to make me pull the sandy monkey off myself.
You see, there's no way you can have that. You can't have that. He is not a children's entertainer.
I just met, he's an
on
innocent,
any level.
He's a, you know, he's a, like, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, Jake was a younger man then, by the way. I'd like to remind people of that.
Just to be clear. Anyway, somebody's saying that Don King's hair is supposed to be a crown. That's the way you look
at it. It's supposed to be
it.
A crown. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that's what it was. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, actually.
Yeah. Somebody saying, morning, is this still working?
Yes, well, we can see
not
it.
Not really sure. Hang on a second to find out who that
was
is.
That wasn't meant for us at all, I'd
Paz.
Say.
Paz, yes, it is still working.
That wasn't meant for us at all, I bet.
Also, somebody here, this is one for you, really, because I kind of remember this. A text came in about this yesterday during CSI. We played the Big Bang Theory, the theme from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And you were talking about they might be giants. But apparently it's Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh,
did that team. Not They Might Be Giants. And Johnny in Cork says it's been driving him mad all day.
Sorry about that, Johnny in Cork. But you do know that I'm going to stick to me guns here. The next time we have it, I'm going to say it's They Might Be Giants again.
Absolutely. Laren the Rank, celebrating your 2 years in the RNLI. I'd say there's lads jumping back into the sea after listening to PJ with his new D4 Dort accent.
Oh, I tell you.
The Dort.
Dort, yeah.
Up the north side, says Lara on the Rank.
No, I've turned me back now. I'm a South Side deck shoe boy now. I am. I love it over there, so I do.
Yeah.
I'm even wearing me pony shirt today.
Have you got your dubs on?
I haven't been able to.
Oh, you have your giant horse.
Oh, the giant horse is in and everything, yeah.
I get to play the sounds today. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. So, yeah. Sorry, I apologise. You know what I mean? I was a north sider. And I do mean I was.
But now you look down on us.
Well, now I just sort of look over the bay and say, the poor fellas. It's not what I mean. They do not know what they miss, is what I'd be saying. You know
Mary
I mean?
And Santry also remembers when you joined the RNLI and your ma went around telling all your friends you joined the INLA.
The INLA, yeah. Which she said it to me neighbour and all.
Which is fantastic.
He was an Irish Times journalist. He's after joining the INLA. He says it's a great social side to what she said.
Great social stuff.
Yeah, brilliant.
That is fantastic. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Loads going on today. We'll have another crack at the Hitbit. It was only launched last Friday, so it's still early doors. But if you want to check it out, classichits.ie, have a listen there. Maybe you'll be inspired. And we'll be playing for about €510, is it? There
510 euro for the Hitbit this morning, the all-new, brand-new Hitbit, yeah.
Cool. Also, of course, it's another cracking week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Prizes for everybody who plays this week in the Breakfast Table Quiz. €50 gift card for Kildare Village, if you want to have a go at that. So either of those, if you fancy it, let Magic Mike know. Just get him on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, and let him know you fancy a play. You want a Mac Kai? Tune in excess. Need you tonight.
That's a proper song.
Here at Classic Kids. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. How we doing, folks? Tuesday, 20th of August. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And 087-188-0008. Just again, if you want to get involved in the Hitbit, you can let Magic Mike know now that you fancy having a play in classichits.ie if you want to have a listen to it first. We're going to do it in about 40 minutes or so. But, you know, there was a time when you'd worry about Big Brother. Listening and watching and, you know, maybe the government spying on you.
Never mind them. They're not even half your problem anymore. It's hackers in the bar room, hackers in the street. The biggest fool in Ireland is just about to beep. Beep. Huh? Fool beep. Yeah, you know the way.
What's that from?
I don't know. What was it?
It sounds very impressive. No, it's not a rap.
No, it was, remember, it was when you were in kids. It was a stupid rhyme. I just can't remember what the original was.
Wow.
Silence. That was it. Silence in the bar room, silence in the street. Do you remember that?
Oh, right. Okay.
Biggest fool in Ireland is just about to speak.
I just
you're a tick.
Oh, it's one of them. Look, I thought you had a genuine. I thought that was a. I thought you were banging out a rap, you know.
Ah, Jesus, no.
Spinning a thing.
You dot overestimate me, Jim McCabe. But the thing is, the thing I was trying to be harping on about as usual, apparently hackers, right? Hackers are the thing. We're all afraid of hackers now. You know what I mean? We're all afraid of them when it comes to, you can have your card in your pocket and they can beep your card. No, you know, you can tap your card. The follows are 30 euros until it adds up to 40 million euros.
Yeah.
You know, there's all of this, and then they say you have to have a different password.
Skimmers and all that.
For everything.
And stuff in your ATM.
As if that's even possible to have a different password for every account.
How would you stop?
How would you manage? Stupid stuff. And then you can't even store them in your computer. So every time you log on to your email, right, you have to burn your computer and get a new one. It's the only way to be safe. Now there's this new thing, right? This is hackers that apparently can steal your password just from hearing the clickety-click
on your keyboard.
That was very undramatic. Give me a second.
Well done. That was much better.
See, that was much better.
Yeah. Your computer's exploded now. But
just
apart from
that, clear the clickety click on the keyboard. They say
so. It's a bit like, remember they used to say that with phones, touch tone phones.
Yeah, the way
there was
went,
a different burr, tone. Burr, burr, yeah, a different tone for each number, so that you could actually work
out. Yeah, but now they're saying,
wow,
they can actually tell you what buttons you hit by doing.
I'd love to know what you've ended up googling just by hitting that.
I'll tell you now. Shoes.
Well done.
And a banjo.
Excellent.
So there you go. So that's what they say. If you, they type your password in
so
in public.
They're listening via the computer to your keyboard, is it?
I don't. Can I just say for a start, right? Scare tactics are something that are just, they just get headlines. And I think this is a load of nonsense. And I'll tell you why.
Right.
It's not Apple that's warning us this. It's not Samsung that's warning us this. It's not, you know,
Microsoft
Dell or Microsoft or any of those companies that actually made the computers or Google or anybody. It's none of those things. It's not your banks that are warning you this. It's not even your local shop that's warning you these things. It's the Southern Methodist University in the United States that's warning us about this. They say that sound waves produced as you type in your keyboard computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I know what you're
saying. They
say
those sound waves that can easily be picked up by a smartphone. And that smartphone can remember which tap presses which button. And then, worryingly, that skilled hackers can decipher exactly what keys are struck and even the order they were typed in. Oh, my God. So Dr. Eric C. Larson, he's the author of the study, of course he is.
He sounds like a movie producer.
Does Eric
this
C. Larson.
This is an Eric C. Larson production.
Yeah, that's how he starts his presentation.
Yeah.
This presentation was brought to you by Eric C. Larson.
Yeah.
Hold.
Sounds like the guy who would have done the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
An Eric C. Larson production.
Brought to you by the Southern Methodist University and Eric C. Larson. Here we have another debunk study. So he says, we're able to pick up what people are typing at a 41% word accuracy rate. Ooh, 41%!
I tell you, that's impressive.
And we can extend that out to above 41%. Oh, if we look at, say, the top 10 words of what we think it might be. Can I just say...
What are they listening on? Is it just literally listening
smartphone.
With their ear?
Smartphone.
A smartphone, right, okay.
It's a load of nonsense. It's a load... If your hacker had any... If somebody was a hacker, right?
Right.
If he had the technology in his phone to listen to this...
Yeah.
Right? And then suddenly transform it into a password in front of you and use that password to get into your computer and get all your... He's not going to be a hacker. That is ridiculous. There is no app that just lets you do these things. This is not a real thing. Can I just say that?
Right.
As me as being...
You're calling fell.
Me being not a computer expert, if a hacker had all those tools, he doesn't need your €15 out of your bank. He doesn't need your top 30 quid out of your pocket on the Lewis. He doesn't need to bang your €30 out of the bus into Cork City. He doesn't need it. If your hacker has all of these things, this access to this technology, the last
he's
thing he's doing
the FBI.
Is going down to Air Square to tap pockets or listen to somebody in an internet cafe banging out a password that might just get him enough to get a €50 shopping spree. It's scare tactics. It's scare tactics.
Yeah, but what if
other
he's
nonsense.
What if he's listening to celebrities so that he can blackmail them?
What celebrity is walking around with a keyboard under their arm? What celebrity is walking around with their laptop open and sitting there going, now,
yeah,
Mr. George Clooney, I only write in my local Starbucks. Would you get out of it? It doesn't happen.
Tell you.
It's utter nonsense. And the worst thing, I wish some hacker would listen to me and get into my email. Because he might tell me if he finds anything interesting in it. Because I certainly can't.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
There'd be no point in him trying to get into your... I mean, you don't even open yours.
I don't close them. It's Helena closes my emails. Did you know that?
Do you ever read them?
No, I don't. What's the point of reading them? I open them up and just do it. Oh, jeez, yeah, more the same. And then Helena from the Niall Boylan show, she always comes up to me and goes, I closed your email, you left it open. I say, I don't care. Hopefully somebody else will delete them. Because I couldn't be arsed going through them. I'm hoping somebody else will. Well, what people are all with?
Can you do that thing? Send to all.
What's in your emails?
Can you do
Who
that
cares?
Thing? Send to all your contacts now. Could myself and Mike send anything kind of interesting?
Again, I know nothing about it. I'm not reading what's coming back.
Well, that's
true. Knock yourself
out. Yeah.
Who cares if someone sees your email?
Be the worst gag ever.
Yeah, maybe you would have a giggle. And then, like, in 10 years or so.
Because you'd be waiting for you to go, oh, what's got that going on? And then you don't even open them.
I know, there'd be a punchline in 10 years or so when I go, what's that there? Yeah. Oh.
God, that joke was a bit of a slow burner.
That was a slow burner.
10 years later.
There you go. I was wondering why I got a sudden burst back in 2019. Hackers were good in 1919.
They were great. That's when they were the heyday. Mike Morrison returning to Mac here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Reminder again, Hitbit on the way. It is fairly new. ClassicHits.ie if you want to hear it, if you haven't heard it already. And we'll play in around about 40 minutes time for how much money?
It is 510 quid it is this morning, so. On the all-new, brand-new Classic Hitbit, 510 euro.
Along with the all-new, brand-new thing can continue. You'll get a good month or two out of that, will you?
Well.
By the way, you're gonna make an effort
like
on the old,
brand-new.
On the singy bit. On the jingly singing.
I think
bit.
I will, yeah. No, it's just I don't want Mike in when I'm doing it. And right. That's it. I'm keeping him out of the studio until I do it. Because I tell you something. He's intimidating. He's competitive.
Taking your mojo
and he's
off.
Knocked all the crack out of it. It was like you and me were a bunch of lads having a nice karaoke night. And then he turned up with singing training and ruined it on everybody. So now that's it. I'll do it. But he's not to come into the studio.
Yeah, one of his best. Robbie Williams. Let me entertain you here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 20th of August, almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way. And of course, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. We often on this show, you know, give the odd shout out for various things that are going on, particularly birthdays. There's often birthday requests, you know, that we have to give a shout out to somebody. And we've got a very, very, very special one right now because we have to say a huge happy birthday to Tommy. Don't we, PJ?
We do.
How
happy
old is
birthday,
Tommy?
Tommy. Tommy is 121 years old today. Congratulations, Tommy. Have a fantastic birthday.
Wow.
Tommy, the
female Tommy, we should point
female
out.
Female Tommy, yeah. Let's not get all gender weird here now and get all too gender specific. No,
yeah.
Not in this show. Jim is a perfectly good name for a woman, and so is Tommy. So there you go, 121 years old today. And she is owned by Sheila Flores from Guildford in Surrey. And now I'm confused myself with it.
Right.
But she, Tommy, has become the world's oldest living pet. Born in 1898, Tommy's living with Sheila since 1909. Her grandmother, Margaret Cloonan, bit of an Irish thing to that,
yeah.
I'd say. She got her for £1. £1!
Literally, Tommy has been passed on from generation.
From generation to generation. Yeah, so she was 11 years old and she was bought for £1. She was living with Sheila, who's 62 since she was a child. The property developer says that she's never once taken her to the vet and that her faithful little tortoise is still in perfect health despite her age. 5 years old she was when she was passed to the family. The owner was five.
Five,
when she got her.
Yeah.
Her earliest memory is being in the garden. Out the back garden and seeing the little tortoise running, it wouldn't be running around.
It's extraordinary.
Using a skipping rope around. But you know what I mean? It was doing its thing. So it was lovely to grow
so
up with her.
So it's been a lifelong companion.
Yeah, yeah, very special. She's a survivor,
wow.
Is Tommy.
121.
Tommy is a survivor.
That's impressive.
121 years old. There you go. A healthy diet of garden weeds and love from her owners over the last 121 years.
Garden weeds?
Yeah, garden weeds.
I'll tell you something. That's brilliant, isn't it? All the stuff that people get carried on about with nutrition and
I know,
all that.
And, yeah, proteins.
You know, and you name it. And there,
shakes. Man.
There's a thing that's lived for 121 years on weeds.
Weeds and love, yeah.
Weeds and love.
Yeah, they, mind you. You know what I mean? I think Tommy's on the... Tommy sounds like one of them old chancers, you know what I mean? What's the secret to a long life? A bottle of Guinness and a cigarette and an old slice of ham every day. You're like, would you shut up? You're lucky you should have died years ago, you chancer. You just beat the odds, is all. It's nothing to do with the bottle.
Brilliant.
So Tommy's
anyway, happy birthday, Tommy.
Lived through 21 US presidents, 2 world wars and 6 monarchs.
Now
so
that,
there you go, there's
yeah,
a record.
You, I was about to
that
say,
is a record.
I was about to say that's really impressive, and it is really, really, really impressive. You know, what did you say, 6 monarchs?
6 monarchs, 2 world wars, and 21 US presidents.
Incredible.
21.
Incredible. I tell you, I'd say when Trump got in, she thought, I think I've had enough of this life now.
Yeah.
I think I might just slip away quietly in the night.
Give me some of that weed poison.
But anyway, yeah, very impressive as it is. PJ, then blew Mike and myself, blew our minds with a, an astonishing stat that you got from the BBC last month.
Well, I remember a news story last month about a shark, a Greenland shark, apparently the oldest living sharks in the world. And they found one that was 512 years old. So this thing has lived through the French Revolution. Do you know what I mean?
That's
this
incredible.
Lad can remember Napoleon and all.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, I did do a little bit of digging on it.
Right.
Because Mike was sort of looking at me going, ooh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So they did.
He was looking at you as if you'd said about the Loch Ness Monster being real and all.
And do you know something? He was right. So when you look at the headlines in the newspapers, they all say 512-year-old shark, blah, 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 the carbon dating, isn't it?
Right.
When you go to the science pages, it's not quite that, right? The carbon dating sample initially said it could be up to 512 years old. They reckon it's 392 years old. Still not a bad
old age
for a shark.
I can't believe we're dissing a shark for being 392.
Still not a bad, a fair old stretch for
because
a shark.
The average,
you know what I mean?
The average apparently is between 200 and 400 years for those Greenland sharks.
Yeah, so this one they put at 392, making it the oldest one they found, I think.
Yeah.
So
apparently,
there you go.
We've also found out that there's a clam, which apparently has a lifespan of about 507 years.
A clam. Not exactly exciting, by comparison. Do you know what I mean? To a shark or a tortoise.
And we also found, there's a clam and then there's a sham, right? Because we found a complete sham. Because the number one was listed as an immortal jellyfish.
An immortal jellyfish.
Right?
Yeah.
Turns out that's a load of rubbish. Turns out, biologically, they have the potential to be immortal.
Yeah, so it's not
But they actually only live, some of them, for maybe 30 years.
Some
of them may get eaten after 6 months.
Ah, so it's a load of nonsense.
That's
like when you meet people, you go, how old is your dog? 32. What?
Yeah.
32, yeah. Born in 1983. Your dog isn't 32. What are you talking about? Here's yet 32, yeah. Dog has a bottle of Guinness every day and a cigarette. No problem. He's 22. In dog years, he's 490. He's not.
So listen. So we've got a 500-year-old shark, a 121-year-old tortoise, a lying jellyfish. So we want to know.
And a cigarette-smoking dog.
We want to know if we can find Ireland's oldest pet.
Now we're at it.
Now, we're not going to necessarily compete with Tommy on 121, but we'd like to know if you think you have a contender for Ireland's oldest pet.
We might, Aoife here has a tortoise, and I don't know how old that tortoise is. When she gets in, we'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
But Ireland's oldest pet, tell us what it is, right? A rough estimate is grand. So we got it with the shark. We missed that by 100 and odd years. That's fine, right? So just a rough average, as long as it's not give or take a decade.
Yeah.
Because hopefully we're looking for the pensioner cat, or the senior citizen Dalmatian. Or you know what I mean? All of these, we're looking for that. Maybe you've got a parrot who's 50. Who knows?
Well, I tell you, macaws apparently can live really, really long times.
What's considered really long for a parrot, I wonder?
Well, about 50 years or something.
Is it?
I think so,
choking me.
I'll have to look it up again.
So there's a parrot out there that's 50.
They came only one below African elephants on the list, apparently. And African elephants can do 70 years.
I'm pretty sure we won't find one of them now in Galway or Cork.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit. With the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. Very impressive. Well,
yeah.
I'd say very impressive. You can come in now, Mike. You're allowed
Thank
in now.
You
can
Thank
come
you.
In now.
Allowed in now. Thank you very
there
much.
There you go. There you go. So was that better then, was it? That was better,
yeah.
wasn't it? You did an excellent job there.
He did.
Excellent
I
job,
think I did do an
fairness.
Excellent job.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that he, Mr. Ridicule Merchant Mickey Hogan, wasn't in the room to see it.
It was a very impressive. It was one of your... You know, you really gave that one socks.
That's because I didn't have the eyes of intimidation. It's a huge thing.
When
you don't have the intimidation factor of Mike Hogan...
I didn't think you were capable of being psyched out. I mean, I thought you were
Neither
the great psyker outer.
Neither did I.
Having been on the receiving end of your psyching out many a time.
I honestly didn't think I had it possibly in me either.
Wow.
But there you go.
But Mike could psych you out.
Yeah, he's like the Mike Tyson of crooning.
Wow.
So is this it every morning now? I have to go outside.
Yeah, outside. We're not allowed in.
And by the way, that'll also apply if your puns are of a similar standard to yesterday. You will be made stand outside the door.
Oh, no. That's a pretty... You have to stand in the corner for every bad joke.
Right, here we go. Let's hear it.
Let's
this is it.
It.
That is the hit bit.
That is the all new, brand new hit bit. €510 is what we have. And Joan in Kildare is going to play first. How are you getting on, Joan?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad at all. Thanks very much. It's great to start the morning with Mike standing outside.
Yeah.
So what's the crack with yourself?
I'm on my way to work. So I've been trying to get through yesterday and I wasn't able to.
All right. So you must have a bit of an idea then. What do you think it is?
I think it's Faith by George Michael.
Faith, good George Michael. Right, so okay.
I think we all know what's coming here, lads.
I think we do.
Joan Cummins, it is wrong, unfortunately, but keep at it, stick with it, because you gotta have faith. You gotta have, come on, faith.
It was telegraphed, but you know what I mean? It was better than yesterday.
That's very true, yeah.
Listen, right. Joan, enjoy work. Thanks for having a go. Keep at it, take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Now, I will say, for a pun to work effectively, I don't think you can have heard the word already. Do you know what I mean? If she says it's faith. Yeah. I think for him to go, yeah, but you gotta have faith. It's, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, now my confidence is up. I think it's time to chip away at Mike's. Right, so Stephen is in Limerick. How are you getting on, Stephen?
Morning, lads. Nothing.
Oh, not bad at Stephen, all, Stephen.
Grand. Lovely weather.
Oh, jeepers, Stephen. Like, to be honest with you, you don't sound like you're happy.
Stephen, do you need a lift? Do you need a hug? Do you need a radio hug from PJ and myself, do you?
An ugly mug, even
do it. Oh, I see that. There's a man who sees an opportunity.
There you go. Some
keep your
pressure.
Hugs. Give us a mug.
Is he getting an ugly mug, then, Mike?
Yeah. We'll sort that out, yeah.
Oh my God. Ask and ye shall receive.
There you go. You know what you've done now, Stephen. Every single person involved has started. But there you go, Stephen. So you've won something already. Now let's try and give you a few quid as well. What do you think it is?
George Harrison. I got my mind set on you.
There you go. Right. So what do you reckon, Mike?
I tell you what, Stephen. If you're going to take this money, it'll be a whole lot of spending money. Come on, you can't help yourself from laughing. Plenty of money. It's not right though, unfortunately.
Oh God, I love the way
I wrote it down.
Wow, and you couldn't have gone for the tune, Mike. No, you couldn't have tried to sing it even, like, you know.
If you're gonna take the money. A whole lot of
it doesn't sound even remotely.
It actually sounded grand the second time round. Just to see what he had the nerve.
Plenty of money.
Anyway, he was entertaining himself. Listen, Stephen, take your ugly mug and go. Enjoy it. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Stephen. Have a good one. He had the nerve to hold it. Let's go. Take money.
He's just staring at me and laughing.
Oh, that felt so good. You're definitely starting the day outside the door from now on.
Huge. Ladies, number one, Karma Chameleon from Culture Club here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 9:30 on this Tuesday. Good to have you along, folks. Quick happy birthday, by the way, Magella Ryan. Happy birthday to you, Magella. Your daughter was on and wanted to wish you a big happy birthday. And actually, birthdays of a sort are what we were talking about. Because we told you about Tommy, who, of course, was 121 years old. Tommy 121. The tortoise.
Tommy the female tortoise, just so let's get that one out there. That is, she is 121 years old, has been in the family for God knows how long. It is her birthday today. Has survived two world wars, 21 US presidents, and 6 monarchs. There you go.
Impressive.
What an animal
stuff
that is.
So we went in hunt of the oldest Irish pet that we could find. We wanted to see if there was a pet out there who was, you know, hanging in there, defying the odds, maybe. And, of course, invariably, you're always going to get some sorts, aren't you?
Yeah, there's no getting away from that. You're always going to get some smarty pants.
Like you, whoever you are. Let me just see if I can find a name and shame you on this. Oh. Dermot in Athenry, in Galway, who texted in, "My wife, the old cow, is 53.
That's not what
harsh
we're talking about.
Come on, stop.
Disgraceful.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Like, yeah, of course, this is our fault, really. You know, we ask these questions and then we expect, well, actually, come on, we don't expect serious answers. What are we talking about?
Here's a serious answer. Somebody says, "I have a goldfish who's 15, which I think is pretty old for a goldfish. And to be fair, your wife DJ looked it up.
Yeah, we looked at it. The average life expectancy. The average life expectancy is under 10 years. If looked after very, very well, and looked after and water changed and all that, they can live up to 20 years old. So you've got a pretty good little golden gem in a bowl there, so you have.
Happy days. Well done. That's not bad. Paul in Galway maintains that Ireland's oldest pet is actually Michael D. Higgins.
Not far wrong. I mean, is a... Leprechaun here, considered a human or a pet? Who knows?
Here's one in your level of expertise. Jerry from Limerick says, I had a dog called Rusty and he lived for 22 years. I have a suspicion that Rusty is no more. He was a mixed breed, loved Munchies sweets. Who doesn't?
Oh, we all love
them.
They're
delicious, they
are.
I haven't had them in ages.
Well, you're not supposed to give chocolate to your dogs anymore, just to put that out there as well.
Well, maybe he would have lived for 25 years.
It blows the bottom off them. Not very healthy for them at all.
So, 22 years.
What a dog. What a great ale. That's amazing. Are you joking? That's that's unheard of.
What about this?
I reckon that would be arguable as the oldest dog that's ever lived in this country.
Really? 22 years?
22, yeah.
Yeah, because he works it out as 154 years in dog years.
See, that's outrageous.
Leon Enfield says, my pet rock is just over 500 million years old.
It's always going to be in one of these, isn't it? Yeah.
But to be fair to him, he follows it up with, his name is Sylvester Lestone, but he prefers just being called Rocky. Come on.
That's great.
It's rubbish, but it was worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's still better than Mike's gags this morning on the hit bit, but there you go.
Yeah. Dermot. No, who's that? Dermot will be in trouble now. Right, okay. I don't know what that is.
Jeepers, it must be bad if you're not reading it out.
It's too long, and I'm always afraid of walking myself
so you didn't mean Dermot will be in trouble. You thought you'd get yourself in trouble, is what you're thinking.
It was the bit ahead of it I'll have to read first before I go into it. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you think you might have a contender for Ireland's oldest pest.
We're looking for good ones now. We're talking about parrots with dicky hips. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're talking about, it's proper, the dogs that complain all the time.
Yeah.
They all paws are at me and I have to go to her up at this there and he's doing me claws. Yeah, but they grow fast.
There's the Contours. Boom, boom. Do You Love Me? Here at Classic Hits. 16 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday. Reminder, of course, on the Breakfast Table quiz, which is on the way before 9. Everyone wins this week. If you've always kind of thought about maybe having a bash at the Breakfast Table quiz and thought, yeah, I don't want to get on and kind of, make a fool of myself or anything.
You won't do that anyway. No. Don't worry about that. But one thing is for sure, no matter what happens, you go on this week, you're going to win something.
Absolutely.
That's the way it is.
I tell you, you got a €50 gift card for Kildare Village.
Car, blimey, how much?
You could literally go on there and become a fashion guru.
A fashion guru. And if you get the highest score of the week, you can be a double the guru. Or much more than a double the guru.
You can be a six-time guru.
Six-time
guru. Because we upgraded to €300 for you to spend at Kildare Village.
So everyone's a winner on the Breakfast Table.
Absolutely.
087-188-0008. Give us a shout on the WhatsApp. Sorry, he's just sticking
around. No, what was the score yesterday? Because I don't think it was that high. Was it seven, was it?
Seven, yeah. Yeah, it was seven, wasn't it? Yeah, seven on the Breakfast Table quiz. So eight or more puts you in the lead.
That's all you need. And even if you didn't get it, you'd still get your €50 gift card for Kildare Village. Got to be worth a shot. 087-188-0008.
Now, every year this comes up, it seems to be a new thing. The way, in the summer, let's be honest, there's not a lot of news to be talking about. We're all sick to the murnicky of listening to Brexit and all that sort of carry on. So they sort of do these things, they sort of jump on these reports that come out. So last week it was the closure orders in the restaurants and all. And this week it's the taxi men. The taxi men are getting their kicking now this week.
Oh, really?
So 610 complaints to taxi bosses over hygiene, behaviour and fares. That's what they're all talking about now around the country. So the new figures provided by the NTA, the National Transport Authority, show that the largest amount of complaints were about behaviour this time around.
Oh, right.
Yeah. People giving out about the carry-on of them. And I'm going to start this like I'm giving out about taxi drivers, but I always end up sticking up for taxi drivers because I think, to be honest, I'm still one of those people, and maybe I am the minority or not, but I've never had a bad experience in a taxi. I've never had a bad experience. They've normally just taken me where I wanted to go, had a little bit of a chat,
yeah,
and paid the fare and got out. So then when you hear about all
the complaints... Well, sure, you're sort of an honorary one anyway, from your naked camera days.
From back in the day when I was talking like a damn... To all the people and all.
Yeah. You're sort of, they have you, like, they have little pictures of you in their cars and everything.
They don't really.
You're a celebrity taxi driver.
That's ludicrous.
You're as close as we have to the Gabby Cabby.
This is getting crazy now. But I do stick up for them. I think genuinely they get a hard time, I think. But there you go. For 214 complaints in relation to overcharging, 128 about hiring and booking taxis and cancellations, that, and 36 in relation to the conditions and cleanliness. And that's where you start seeing, like, this is the thing, right? A lot of these, they always read these out in the press and all, their complaints.
Yeah.
They don't tell you how many were upheld or not upheld or any of that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I complain every day about things.
Oh, yeah.
But thankfully, nobody takes me seriously. Do you know what I mean? People complain about me every day on text.
And again, thankfully, nobody in here ever takes it seriously.
Yeah, the good thing is they don't realise they're complaining directly to me and I'm not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So there you go. So
very good point.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You'd have to pick up the phone to complain and hope that I don't answer it. So there you go. So you get here's some of the stuff, right? So one of the complainants, this is all because of the Freedom of Information request now. You can go and ask for all these things. You know, the Freedom of Information.
Who's been complaining about me?
Well, you're not who, but you can see what they're saying, right? You know, all this sort of crack, right? So one of them was saying that he didn't have the option of accepting fare by a credit card. And then he made me go alone to an ATM. Then he shouted at me and made me pay for two more euros because I was wasting time.
That sounds a bit harsh, weird.
No. You know what I mean? Shouting at someone because they don't have, because can we stop at an ATM is a bit harsh, I think. You know what I mean? Especially these days.
But then again, you don't really know about the complainant in that case. The complainant in that case might have been a right pain.
You see, this is it. It's not taken in. And like, here's another one, right? One passenger in January who complained said they felt very... look at this for a complaint. I felt very dirty coming out of the vehicle. Well, that's probably our thoughts more than the condition of the cab.
He felt very dirty.
Yeah, she said, I was deeply shocked and concerned upon entering the vehicle as to the level of unkemptness by the appearance of the driver and the vehicle itself, and the seats were very sticky.
Oh, God.
Now, the complaint
that
was...
doesn't sound good.
It wasn't... The complaint was dropped. It wasn't proceeded with because there was no evidence of any offence. So they obviously went out and inspected your man's car. And I'm out mortifying. She says you looked a state and so was your car. There was a smell off and your seats were sticky. What? She said, what? Are you joking? It's a taxi anyway. It's town in the middle of the night. You know, I was like, what do you want me doing in a hat and all?
Hello, madam. Please take our seat in the back of the car and pour yourself Prosecco. It's a taxi.
You know, there's people out in it all the amounts of times. So the complaint wasn't proceeded with. Another passenger wrote to the NTA to say there was an extremely unpleasant smell in the back of the car. It was so bad, we travelled with the windows down even though it was the middle of winter. The driver's clothes were dirty and the car hadn't been cleaned for some time. It'd be gas if that was the same fella from the first complaint.
Yeah.
He'd be getting all these calls going, jeez, I better brush up. You know what I mean? This, why didn't you ever tell me? He'd be going to his missus. Look at the state of me. Here's me thinking I was a grand fella.
And there's a bang
wearing me best tracksuit every day for a month.
Actually, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe he's one of those ones you were talking about yesterday who, you know, only change their undercrackers once a month.
You never know. You never know. Some people go once a month. I do have a friend who's a taxi driver, and I'd describe him as the high end of taxi service
in Ireland. Right, he's the limousine end.
He looks after the car. He's all about being presentable and all of this, you know, about being appropriate, not talking to people if they appear, they don't want to be. He's all about this. And he gives it scat. You want to hear him giving out about some people? He's there. There's fellas on the rank in tracksuits. You can't be picking. People's first look at the country and you're there in a tracksuit. That's inappropriate. Why do you think that's inappropriate? He's a very right and proper. You know? He'd be very right and proper about the whole thing. You know?
He'd be a popular taxi man. Well, maybe not among other taxi men.
You think so, right? But then he'd be in the car and he'd be giving out all the, you know.
Yeah.
Look at your man. Over, you know, he'd be one of them. You know, and you're first.
About other taxi
so you
people.
Get into a happy fella in a tracksuit, right?
Right.
And he'd be telling you, hey, how's it going? You're going to enjoy this, go over there, and how are you? And then you'd get in with him, and instead you'd get a very clean, very efficient service where he'd moan the entire way about everyone else
and you'd
from
get,
the airport
you'd get
to
a
town.
Free lecture.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And look at this, that used to be a fabulous place, ruined, of course, by our disgusting government. You get all, oh, Jesus.
The other thing I was just thinking about people who complain and those kind of things is... if somebody gets into a car like that and they're complaining that it's dirty or whatever, untidy and and you kind of wonder what their own cars might be like.
Well, this is the thing too.
You know, because like, it could be interesting if the complaint was, I mean, I got into this taxi, it was absolutely scruffy. I mean, if I want to take a scruffy car, I'll drive my own.
Drive
thank
my
you
own
very much.
Chip of a car.
Yeah, go West. We close our eyes here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Tuesday. It's almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. And as we said, everyone wins on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Just have a go. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy playing. You can go and spend a €50 gift card courtesy of Kildare Village. Of course, if you do manage to win, you get that upgraded to a €300 gift card for Kildare Village. 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a play. And actually, speaking of spending your hard-earned cash,
yeah, I tell you something, it's, the nation's spending habits have now been revealed as well. So Irish people are splashing out, it looks like about €91 a month just eating out. every
eating
month.
Eating out?
Eating out, yeah, yeah.
Right. 91 euro a month. Now, is that including... That's not including takeaways and all, is it?
I guess it is. I suppose it is, yeah, when you think about
are
it.
You,
yeah.
Are you eating out if you order in?
This now is a very good question. And this is an unknown entity when it comes to this poll, so you make a very good point. We'll assume for the sake of this morning that it's when you actually go out to eat out. Yeah. Which I reckon you could well be onto something now. You could well be onto something. But for the sake of... For the sake of us settling this to suit our own arguments.
Correct.
We're going to pretend it's going out. So it seems more men are still footing the bills when they outspend women by about 34 quid on average when they go out together. So the lads are still paying for stuff.
Right.
Not going
what
to go
happened
into
to our quality?
Well, you see, it has to happen in the workplace first is what you'll hear about that, isn't it?
Yeah,
when I make as much as you, I pay as much as you. How about that, jackass, huh? What do you think about that, smarty pants? That's what you'll get about all that, isn't it? So there you go. And there's a huge variation across the country with the Dubs at the top of the spending league. So the Dubs spend more than any other county when we go out. I would say now, and this isn't say it in the survey, it's their own assumption again. I would assume it's because everything's so bloody expensive in Dublin. We'd rather not pay any more than anyone else. It's just going out in Dublin costs you a fortune no matter what. I love going to Cork. I love Cork City, right? I go on a lot about Cork City. I love Cork City. And one of the reasons I like it is your euro just goes that bit further all the time.
Right.
And Cork's not cheap. Do you know what I mean?
But cheaper.
You could still spend a grand in Cork on a night out if you wanted to, like a maniac. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you'd get more for
a
your grand.
My God, you have some nights out.
I'm making a sound. Look, I don't even... When's the last time I even ate out? I'm a single man. I can't even go out on my own. You know what I mean? What about eating out for me?
That'd be a lot less expensive, I can tell you.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Table for one, please. Thank you very much.
And you get all those weird eyes. Are you going to be sitting there long? Because they can make twice the amount when I leave. That's normal deal when I go out. So there you go.
Dublin spends the most, but we think that could be because it costs the most.
I don't know. I think it might be. This is AIB now, the survey they did on how we spend our cash and all that sort of crack. They say the average spend on groceries around the country is €228 every month. What? Is that right?
220 a month.
That's scandalously high, I would have thought.
Oh, it sounds mad low.
Oh, scandalously high. Really? Okay,
a month.
I'm shopping for myself.
Yeah.
Lidl and Aldi and
a
all
month
that.
For a family.
I suppose I'm on my own going to Lidl and Aldi. Doesn't cost I am telling you now.
Yeah.
You see the food, you see the shopping bill for the night out. I'm bang on. I'd say I'm around there with my month, to be honest with you. To be honest with you now.
Oh my God.
It says it shows that 1 in 5 euros are now spent online as well. So we're mad for shopping online. And there you go. But the scaldiest county when it comes to spending money.
Oh, you're going to. This should
is?
Be interesting now.
Who's the scaldiest?
Is it a favourite? Are you going to enjoy this? Or are you surprised by it?
I'm a little surprised.
Oh, really?
I'm a little surprised.
Okay,
you would have thought it was at least. You would have thought it was Mayo or something. You know, you would have thought it was some county like that, you know, where they just save up for all the finals they're going to lose every year. You know, you would have thought. But it's not. It's Monaghan.
Monaghan.
See, you're shocked as well, aren't you? Monaghan is where you spend it. They spend the least disposable income spent on food and going out and all that sort of crack. And Clare.
Is it because there's no restaurants, sir?
Yeah, it probably is. Because you're going out for a date, Monaghan. What are you doing? You're going to the centre for spicy wedges. Let's be honest. That's it, right? You're going to Casablanca. Have some spicy wedges down there. Have some spicy wedges down there. And give me a bed of roast chicken down there. I've brought my own bread. I've read me pocket now. I've read me pocket, dude. That's how you do it in the Midlands, eh? Hey, that's how you do. So there you go. So
I mean, I don't know anything about Monaghan nightlife, but I'm just, you know, I'm wondering whether or not.
Really like Monaghan. I've had some fantastic nights in Monaghan, the gigs and everything. So I'm terrible slagging them. I shouldn't slag at all. But you know what's
too
true.
Late. Don't worry about it.
And Clare is the most generous county when it comes to charity. The most generous county in the country is County Clare. €6.64 a month on average per person in Clare goes to their chosen charity.
Well
that's
done,
more,
Clare.
And that's far more than any other county. So Clare the most charitable. Monaghan the scaldiest when it comes to doing it. You know that they're blaming Cavan for all the scaldiness, but it's actually them.
It's Monaghan,
you know,
people going
their
in
neighbors.
Crossing the border.
That's it, blaming the neighbours. Yeah, that's all that
they're
is.
They're going into Cavan to be scaldy.
Yeah. And us Dublin mugs spending money hand over fist, ruining it on the rest of the country as usual.
Oh yeah,
there you go. Yeah, that's you and me. That's we're the fault of this.
We have to be the top of the leaderboard at everything, don't we?
Yeah, but that's you. It's people like you and me are the problem here.
Why?
I'm gonna say
what
that
have
because
we done?
You and me, we're the type. We're those very type of people. We walk in and you go, I need a sandwich or something. I've never been to the Shelbourne.
Yeah.
And you walk in and they go, that cheese sandwich and a cup of tea comes to €278. And you and me go, oh, right. Yeah. Do you take card? And we pay it and walk off. And we probably got so embarrassed we gave a €20 tip.
Yeah.
And we're like, Jesus, the price of sandwich. Here, listen.
Do you want me car?
I'll tell you something, love. How much do you need for the groceries this month? I've got €40 left. And that's it. If we're the type of people that ruin it for everyone because we pay it.
You get suckered into
it. Yeah, we pay it like that. We pay it and then walk off with a sore bottom about the whole thing. And so we say it's a disgrace. But what did we say when the man said, was everything all right? Delightful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah. And very reasonable.
Will I book you in for next week? Yeah, you might as well. Come on. I'm too embarrassed to say no.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
On board this week with Kildare Village for the perfect day out. Take exit 13 on the M7 for Kildare Village, where there's something extraordinary every day. They now have new autumn arrivals in 100 boutiques to choose from. And you got brands the likes of Armani and Michael Kors, Hugo Boss, Barber, Nike, loads and loads more. Up to 60% off all year round, and you'll find all the information on their website, kildarevillage.com. And what they've given us is prizes to give to you every single day on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Just for coming on and playing, you get a €50 Kildare Village gift card. And if you do manage to go on to win it all, well, then you get that upgraded to a €300 gift card for Kildare Village. So,
all to play for. 7 the score to beat, like Jim was saying. 8 the score will put you in the lead. So there you go. Who's going to play? It's going to be Jennifer in Kildare. Jennifer Desmond, how are you getting on, Jennifer?
Oh, great. How are you?
Oh, good, yeah. Thanks very much. Having a good old day, apart from the ridicule of my T-shirt and choice of apparel
it's
once again.
It's not. It's an appreciation. It's an homage to your T-shirt.
That now, the abuse you got yesterday morning over the games, I think you needed a day off, really.
Exactly, yeah, you're dead right. See, Jennifer knows where it's at.
I don't know what she said there.
She's talking about the abuse that took over the Skill Zone games yesterday.
Yeah, I think she said lay off me. I think that's what she was saying.
Lay off me.
Me. That's what you said, me, yeah.
Jennifer, it's outrageous. How are you, Jennifer? That's more important. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm taking a deep breath here now to try and calm down a bit.
Well, you'll be grand. Don't you worry about it. We're on your side.
And listen, the good news is you've won straight away. €50 Kildare Village gift card is yours, Jennifer, just for getting on to play. So well done, you. And 60 seconds to just try and get at least 8 correct answers. Hopefully more, but at least 8, and that'll put you top of the leaderboard, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right, best of luck. Here we go.
What Wesley played the lead role in the film Passenger 57?
Snipes.
Yeah, in the American TV comedy series Friends, which regular character was a paleontologist?
Ross.
Which part of the body is treated by a chiropodist?
Foot.
In the Muppets, what's the name of the pig who was Kermit's girlfriend?
Miss Piggy.
Which American TV soap featured J.R. and Sue Ellen?
Dallas.
Which boxer is known as Iron Mike?
Mike Tyson.
Which motorcycle stuntman was known as the King of the Daredevils?
Oh, I pass.
Evel Knievel, in the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, what did the Scarecrow ask the wizard to give him?
Brain.
In which children's game do players jump a person who's bent over?
Leapfrog.
Yeah, which of the original Mr. Men characters was always sleeping?
Mr. Sleepy.
Mr. Lazy, who released an album called Purple Rain in 1984?
Prince.
Which girl band was Emma Bunton a member of?
Spice Girls.
Which the charity music event Live Aid was held in what year?
Oh, 81.
85. In the Bible, how many apostles were chosen by Jesus?
12.
Yay! Safe to say you're in the lead, I'd say, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Jeepers, I was rattling around trying to get them out of me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Hey, that's a great score, Jennifer. That's a really good score, yeah.
It's only Tuesday, though.
Well, that's only 3 days left to catch you. And in fairness, I think 11 would have won it last week.
Yeah. 11's not bad at all, Jennifer. I'd be confident enough with that. You can keep your fingers crossed and see whether or not that gift card you've just received for €50 gets upgraded to €300 at the end of the week. But 11's a good score. Well done.
Lovely. Thanks a million, guys.
Listen, have a great day, Jennifer.
Okay.
And thank you for the sympathy, Jennifer. I appreciate the solidarity. I really do.